Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Take my latest run-in with Batsy. It was just last night, as the entire country was tuning into its favorite talk show.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a stranger. And here we go.
Welcome to the Wrestling Asylum. I am the good Dr. Harley Quinn, and welcome to AEW, Miss Mercedes Moné, Miss CEO. Can't wait to see what you can do, and I am so looking forward to it. Now, let's get to the good warden of this asylum. Well, yeah, the one, the only, the Joker.
That's how you're gonna give me an intro. God. Bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony.
Yeah, we gonna start off a little. Right, that don't get. Okay. Mm-hmm. So today, folks, if you haven't done it already, you know what to do. What to do? Mm-hmm. Like, share, subscribe, stay notified. Telegram, tell a baby mama, tell your pro wrestler, tell your friends, tell your family. Tune in, check us out, show the pod love, mob some love. And you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Now, like you said, Miss Moné, we're going to talk to you in a minute. But before we go getting started, you know, we got to pay the bills up in this piece.
Oh,
make sure you go to our link tree, Off the Top Ropes podcast. You'll find all the links to the merch site, where to go for all everything OTTR Mob, Black Hearts Angels, The Wrestling Asylum, and wherever you want to listen to your favorite podcast platform. But, you know, have you kicked the coffee habit yet? I know the doc has. Did you kick it yet? If you haven't done it already, W Energy, 10% off, OTTR Mob off your order. Plenty of flavor. Always that boost. Never crash. And the best part about it is when you get up in the morning, you'll be going, you're going to be like, okay, baby, let's go. You're going to be up all day. Now, if you take it throughout the day and you up all night, well, that's a whole nother story, whole nother
reason. You know, exactly.
Because we already got to deal with that as is.
True.
Of course, make sure we about to enter spring, summer. But folks, make sure you go to Brand Ambassadors, Dream Alive Store, Dream Alive University, hoodies, baseball caps, sweatshirts for that raining season. Because I'm here in Dallas, and thank you, sweet baby Jesus. We got some rain because the pond is our mother.
Yeah.
And apologies in advance if Mr. J starts sneezing a bit today.
Oh.
So keep that in mind. And of course, folks, make sure you get all the bling. Get Solus. OTTR Mobs, the promo code. GetSolus.com. 25% off. Get the bling. Get the ring. Get the chain. Get the bracelet. You know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And
get all the good stuff.
Get all the good stuff, especially if you got that woman or dude in your life and you want to bling it up for them on their birthday. But, you know, I thought this motherfucker would never wander up in here.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I got to take the center spotlight for this moment. Excuse me one second.
Go for it.
Folks, you know the golden rule up in this asylum. Don't attack the doc. Don't ever try to jump me. Or take my chair. Now, many victims haven't come back twice. I mean, you know, had Tony Khan, had to do it to Vince McMahon, or as we like to call him the second time around, Walt Disney off of Wish.com. Jesus, he shaved that fucking 70s porno mustache. God Ew. Damn, I hated that damn thing. Son of a bitch. I was getting sick of that shit so bad.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah, let me shave you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, in the second half of the show, we always have a good time. Today in the Wrestler's Life Chamber, the oh-so-beautiful Miss Saraya Knight, a.k.a. Paige, a.k.a. Hello, Giggity Giggity. welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
But today, Ryback, you have ran your mouth for a long time, motherfucking yes. bitch. Mm-hmm. You are worse than Disco Inferno. You're worse than Vince Russo.
Oh, God.
You're worse than the newest ass kiss in WWE, Dave Meltzer, and all three of them tossing the salad. So, Ryback, your big, you ain't shit, douchebag, twinkle toe, cum guzzling, fat fuck, douchebag, skip Sheffield, piece of shit, fuck face ass, fitting to get it. You hey. Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. What's up, Bobby?
Bobby.
I'm telling you right now, Ryback, you fitting to get it. You fucking fitting to get it, you bastard. I'm going to let the doc take a swing at you first. So, like we talked about, Doc,
yes.
today, Money in the Bank took on a whole new meaning. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It happened last yes. Wednesday night on Dynamite. This Woo! Past week, the rumors were finally true and laid to rest. Mercedes Moné, the All Elite CEO, arrived mm-hmm. in the TD Garden in front of a packed house in Boston. Now, as we all know, Miss, formerly known as Sasha Banks, had a great career in the WWE. But mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, after creative frustration and everything, both her and then co-tag women's tag champ, Miss Trinity, a.k.a. Naomi, walked out on the WWE. After that, Trinity, as we know, went to TNA Wrestling, and Miss Mercedes Moné took a beautiful trip over to Japan, where she won the first IWGP Strong Women's Champ. But, as we all know, she would end up forced to walk away due to injury, and I'm over for the better part of 18-plus months. She's been making them appearances, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Wednesday night.
The graphic.
We finally got the graphic. And she made it known her intentions. Yes. Also, that's right, KB.
CEO.
KB, you damn KB. Straight. KB.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, before we get to the you know, thoughts and everything, I'm gonna tell y'all. You know, leg injuries aren't a good thing. They a bitch.
They are.
She laid it out that she may not be getting back in the ring with it after she got hurt.
Ooh.
I don't know how many of y'all know this, but she really screwed up her leg. And she mentioned in promo. Doctor says she might not get in it. Hey, what's up, girl?
What?
I don't know who that is. Hi, sweetie. So what happened is, she ended up falling up short to Miss Willow Nightingale, because we all know she made the save to close out the show when Julia Hart and Sky Blue made the save, jumped Miss Willow post-match.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And gave Mercedes the ring and showed some love and respect. But made a mistake. Miss Moné is definitely the new All Elite CEO. Folks, yes. Let me explain something to you. All right. Guess what? Let me talk to you, baby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. Miss Moné, give her what you want. Props, love, hate, whatever, but she can get it done.
She can.
Now, we're gonna find out where she's at when she steps in the ring. Mm-hmm. Now, is she going to deal with her unfinished business with Willow? She going to put that at hold and chase Julia Hart for the TBS championship? Ooh. Or, you know, there's a little bit of a history with a certain timeless individual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, yes, KB, yes.
KB, you make a valid point. And maybe, just maybe.
Maybe.
KB's favorite and mine. And if you don't know, it goes a little something like this. Get up, get down with the thickness.
You're crazy.
You're damn right I'm crazy. Right. If you don't know, go back and check the archives. You'll know what I'm talking about, baby. But let me explain something to you. This is what the WWE Women's Division has right now.
Emotional, damn it.
Yeah.
That's one minute of power.
Let me tell you. The thing that makes me laugh so damn much is the fact that the WWE actually made a decent offer.
They did.
And she still had such a bad taste. She goes, nope, fuck you, Deuce. I'm out. Yep. Hey, Tony Khan. Oh, there's the boss.
CEO.
There's my boy. There's my
CEO.
Brother. From another mother. So, Triple H, I love you to death, motherfucker, but I got something to say, and it goes a little something like this.
There's no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
None. None at all.
All right? The women's division in AEW just got a lot more interesting. Now, mind you, yes, everybody going to sit here and say, oh, Tony Khan's still, you know, too many of this, too many of that. Yes, I get that. Okay, and I'm going to make a comment about to all you internet troll-ass motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
About the ratings and shit.
Listen up.
Oh, yes. Will Ospreay. Damn!
Dukes!
Damn, Dukes hitting it with
Woo-hoo-hoo!
The
truth. Boom.
Dukes hit the truth.
He hit the truth bomb on him. Love it.
Dukes spitting the truth. Let me tell you something, okay, ladies and gentlemen, before I let the good doctor here in this asylum say a few words about it.
Yep.
Truth be told, as it pertains to, you know, everybody's viewership or the how many did Punk get? How many did Edge get? How many? Guess what? We're in a different fucking era. Mm-hmm. Let me explain something to you. This isn't the 90s where you could TiVo this shit. I mean, you got DVR nowadays and you still can. But guess what, motherfucker? I got something
to say. Thank you, KB. Thank you.
Has just hit the nail on the goddamn head. Some of you diehard, tribalistic, stupid-ass motherfucking WWE fans are so butthurt and need an enema up your ass. The company gave the old fart one sick crotch. That he fucking had a long time overcome having as deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I think.
Coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
I don't think it's just a coincidence. So no. Guess what? Before I hand this lovely moment over to the co-host here of the show, Miss Miss Quick, I'm going to say this right now. All right, plain and simple. All you tribalism motherfuckers, I got one word to say. I think Doc knows. I think you loyal fans know.
I know.
Doc, I'm going to let you take it from here as soon as I say this.
You ain't shit.
Hang
you
on.
You ain't shit.
And one more for good measure.
You ain't shit.
Doc, I hand you the floor for a moment.
Thank you. By the way, I am super stoked to see Miss Monet, the CEO, be all elite. And WWE, you fucked up big time. You may have given her a decent offer, but I think a certain you gave her a way more better offer. And I guess that reinforced those hard feelings Mercedes had. So she went to the place that I hope is the best place for her. And it's AEW. And by the way, I need a new shaker cup that says CEO on it.
And a side note,
yes.
Singing is how you can hear me in the background, but now it's time to come back.
Absolutely.
And a side note, I find it funny. Everybody's thinking that the lovely Bailey, mm-hmm. Miss Trinity, and the others who were in attendance, hiding in the rafters, supporting their
big
friend,
iPad like this. Get in trouble. Yeah.
Let me explain something to you. Not happening. Nope, not on your life.
No. They didn't get in trouble for supporting Mercedes when she was in New Japan.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, believe me, I know.
We're sure. They didn't get in trouble for supporting her. New Japan's strong. They didn't get in trouble for supporting her.
And I'm going to
tell you. Why now?
Under the under Vince McMahon, or as we like to call him on this show, Vince McMahon, Walt Disney off of Wish.com 2.0, looking like a 70s porn star with that gay ass mustache.
Yeah. Look like the,
Now that's a headline.
It is a headline.
I don't know how I should put it, but let me explain something. This motherfucker looks so horrible. Yeah. Folks, I wanted to go. What?
What?
Yeesh, Pengas. How corny can you get?
Okay. So, WWE, you ain't shit.
Ain't shit.
You done lost it. And guess what? I will say this. We do need one door to break.
What?
Yeah. One door. True.
That's true.
Very true, KB.
Yo, hey, you forgot Osprey, damn it.
Osprey, yeah. How dare you forget Will Ospreay? Come
on, it happens. But my point is this, folks. Okay? We are in a renaissance, the likes of which professional wrestling has not seen in well over 2+ decades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We haven't had so much since the days of the territories. And that predates some of us.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So I'm going to say this. The more places to work, the more money to be made, more memories to enjoy, and the works.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll say this much.
Oh, shucky ducky, quack, quack.
You think that if this is anything? It's only just gotten started. And I'll tell you something. I've been watching for 36 years. So I was 3 goddamn years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have watched this sport evolve. I have seen it all. I have been to WrestleMania a few times. Went to the one Hogan Rock in Toronto. Went to the one in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Triple H, no holds barred against Undertaker. And well, Undertaker out on his own accord.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm
you know, she could change her mind and just stay in AEW and only go back to WWE for a Hall of Fame.
Not necessarily.
Right.
Now, see, this is the part of the conversation that I want to dive into for a moment. Because when you think about it, okay, and this is the part that a lot of fans that I know get pissed with me about, and is this. First and foremost, the tribalism.
Yes.
I'm getting sick of that bullshit.
Same. Everywhere you go.
At the point where our victim of the electric chair this week thinks his shit don't stink. And the motherfucker thinks, the only way he was going to run his mouth and say he's coming back was if Vince was gone. Vince is gone. Now he wants Hunter gone. What's next? Oh, come back with Ryback. Ryback, fuck you, bitch. You ain't shit. You fitting to get it later on in the program. Well, we ain't talking
about Ryback. Yeah.
Okay.
Later.
The fact of the matter is this. Vince screwed up creatively. It isn't just on paper. It's there. It's
loaded.
In your face. The problem is, I think some stuff Tony has dropped the ball on, like ROH. We need to get that back up on game. We will in time. I got to say, I love the new Tron entrance. You brought a neon-style set of tunnels. The curvature of the Tron itself. I like it.
I love it. The theme music for Dynamite. Oh, shout out Mikey Ruckus for composing that badass theme music. It's good.
Yep. And a side note, Miss CEO's entrance music, she recorded that herself too. So yeah,
I bought it before I came in here. Because I was waiting for it to come out.
What'd you buy it on? iTunes?
I did.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing, honey.
It is.
That's a beautiful thing too.
It has a nice ring to it.
Write that down, will you?
No problem.
But I'm going to tell y'all right now, what I'm sick of is saying, I want one company to go under over the other. Guess what? You can't.
Mm-mm.
We're in a different place. And for all you haters that don't like it, guess what? All Elite Wrestling is worth a total of $3 billion. So, Khan got his investment return and then some. So, stick that
right here
and smoke it.
Exactly.
How about a magic trick? Let's not blow this out of proportion.
Or not.
Anything else you want to say before we continue? I know I saw John Moxley. And that's another thing. Vince, he said it in his autobiography. Guess what? Doesn't matter who's in charge. Never coming back. So fuck you, Vince. And fuck that Bucky Beaver Tooth piece of shit jackass Kevin Dunn.
Fuck you, dudes.
Fuck you. You're both gone. See ya, bitch. Never wanted to know ya. I wish you up a rope. And well,
it's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
I totally agree. She needs to stay healthy. That's the number one foremost.
Exactly.
The healthier she stays, the better she'll be.
Yep. Now,
we need to switch gears a little bit.
Let's do it.
Somebody, I think, and you brought this to my attention.
I did.
Decided to step over the line. You want to explain to the people at home what the hell happened?
Yep. What happened on Raw this past Monday, Maxxine Dupri was in a match. I think it was in a tag team match against Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. At one point, Maxxine was about to hit the reverse caterpillar, and Candice stepped in and went after Maxxine, mentioning Maxxine's actual deceased brother who passed away in a car accident in 2017. That's him in the baseball cap in that picture. And this is all a storyline based on the fact that Maxxine was viciously booed at a house show. So do you think Miss LeRae or Mrs. Gargano crossed the line here by mentioning Miss Dupree's late brother? Because to be honest, when I read this and saw this clip, it's the clip of Candace, what she said, that seriously pissed me off. That is crossing a line I don't think you should cross. Yep.
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 Truth.
Doesn't that seem kind of crazy to you?
I mean, yes. I agree.
That's true.
Boss makes a valid point, but here's my issue. All right. There are elements from the Attitude Era where Vince crossed the line on so many.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Blackheart brings up a valid point.
Yeah, but Saraya, who we'll talk about in a wrestler's life, admitted she did not feel comfortable mentioning Charlotte's brother Reed at all. She,
yeah, we're going to talk
she,
about
she was not comfortable with it.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all something. Family, if they're alive, that's fair game.
Yes.
If they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are Christian Cage, who can bring that off beautifully, by the way.
You can be like, you have no Christian, daddy? I'll be your daddy.
Christian, I got something to say. You giving everybody
emotional damage.
Especially Nick Wayne.
Oof. Oh, don't. Just don't.
I'm not.
I'm going to tell y'all something. To be true. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Me personally, part of me does believe that they did cross the line here.
Yes.
What do I mean by that? Two things. One, yes, we're bringing to light that her brother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, and this is the part that pisses me off more than anything, we saw that Maxxine probably didn't know this was coming.
Yeah, she looked like she was shaking and looked like she was about to start crying.
Now, if she knew it was coming and she played it off well,
she did great.
Absolutely did great. And well, but to me, truth be told, I didn't like it.
Your weak ass on my feet.
And here's why. There's a line in the sand that unless you're they're cool with it, you don't.
Yeah. Yes.
If this was a shoot, and let's say I'm Maxine's surviving brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you best believe I'm getting up in Candace's shit and I'm going to tell her husband to her face.
Oh, yeah. Tell absolutely.
Bitch ass wife.
Yeah.
Keep my brother's name out her fucking mouth. Or the next time I'm going to jump the guardrail, I'm going to embarrass her. I'm calling your cocksucker fuckface ass out.
Yep.
And it's on.
Oh yeah.
And we're throwing bombs.
Yes. Is that true?
We gonna plead the fifth.
We're pleading the fifth.
We'll plead the fifth on Mrs. Wayne there in AEW, bro.
Ay, ay, ay.
Giggity, 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 giggity. All right. It's all part of the show, baby.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony.
But in all seriousness.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask the chat what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't know, I'm raising hell. And I'm looking at Hunter and going, get your shit in order.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, girl? Like I said, folks, please take this into consideration. My allergies are acting up a little today.
Oof, yikes.
So my apologies in advance. I do think that... Goddamn!
Boss!
Goddamn!
Damn.
Jesus Christ, how do you even let that happen?
Bruh. Looking like.
In all seriousness.
Yes. Boss.
God damn.
Blackheart. Oh, God.
But in all seriousness, folks.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. And I get a little teary eyed about this.
Yes.
We mentioned it with Charlotte and what happened with Reed.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Saraya had the heart to say no, that's one over the line.
Mm-hmm.
To me personally, that takes courage.
It does.
See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
I think that to be true, like I said, if I was her brother and Candace ran her mouth,
mm-hmm.
open season.
Yep.
Because I'm jumping the fucking guardrail. I'm going to go, your husband's about to find out what happens when his wife runs her mouth.
Exactly.
First, I'm hunting him, and then I'm going to tell Ciampa. Tell your boy to tell his wife to keep my sister's name and my brother's name out his fucking her fucking mouth.
Right. Because
the next time, I'm going to let mama fuck her ass up.
Yep.
I ain't playing that shit.
No.
One thing if they're alive, it's a whole nother fucking ball game when they're dead. Doesn't matter the circumstances. Doesn't matter if it was an OD. Doesn't matter if it was an accident. I don't give a shit. That's a motherfucking line that unless... you're good with it? We don't fucking cross.
No.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Fuck you. We don't cross it.
Nope.
And I'm telling you. Candace LeRae.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Candace LeRae.
And I will.
Your see you next Tuesday ass is fixing to get it. And I don't use that word very often. So, bitch. Pay the fuck attention. Keep Maxine's brother's name out your bitch ass mouth. You overhyped, underrated, stupid, no good, heaven fake, wannabe, pixie, ugly looking ass. Oh, God damn your ass fitting to get the chair next week. Fuck.
Ooh, damn.
Let me tell y'all something. Most of you fucking know I lost a friend less than a month ago. If that bitch would have pulled that shit last night, you'd have had a fucking riot and she would have been praying for death. Because everybody would have raised hell. We don't do that, Candace. You don't fucking tug on Superman's cape. You don't piss in the wind. And unless it makes sense in story and everything else, you keep the deceased out of your motherfucking mouth unless you're showing respect, you bitch. God damn it. I hate this shit.
What bothers me the most is Indy Hartwell, who was in the match with Candace and all that. Why didn't she grab Candace? Say, no, girl, don't sit. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Indy, tell us why you didn't stop her.
I'll tell you right now. If I'm Indy, I'm looking at Candace and going, go fuck yourself till you stop this shit. We're done. I'm done. Fuck this. I walk. You're on your own. You're on your own. Don't ask me to
fuck winning WWE women.
Nothing. Nothing.
No, we're not going to win tag team titles. Forget it.
I tell Indy, you're going solo. We're going to work on your goddamn promo.
Right.
Feels a little bit, and I'm putting you in for the singles run. Uh-uh. Candace, fuck you. You bitch. And guess what? If your ass was here, I'd say it to your face.
I'll be throwing a few insults myself.
And I tell you, you're fucking going to sit there and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You own it, this one.
Yes.
Okay? Christian Cage can pull it off because it's part of the story and the shtick he's doing. And it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what? Maxine got massively booed at a fucking house show. Big goddamn deal. She's taken chicken shit and turned it into chicken salad as best.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So all you cocksucking motherfucking pieces of shit. Boss. I agree. No, I mentioned that. Again, if this is discussed and she played it well, like I said, she gets one of these. I'm talking about if they didn't. Okay. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Before we go to break. Next week, because of this shit, Candice LeRae, your ass gets my chair.
Exactly.
You fitting to fucking get it, woman. And I don't act like that very often. I'm pissed. Yeah, you good.
Yeah, it was done bad. It was.
Yeah. Poor fucking taste, Miss LeRae.
Yep.
Mr. Gargano, put your wife in check. I ain't saying that in a misogynistic fucking way. Tell your wife to cut her bullshit.
Exactly.
God damn. And the fact that I had to spell out the C word. Fuck, I hate this shit. God damn. Okay. One wish. I would have loved to see you pull that shit on AJ Lee. You stupid hoe. Oh, she would have fucked your ass.
Oh, AJ Lee would have murdered you, Candace. She
would have fucked your ass up with CM Punk, a.k.a. Phil Brooks, sitting there. And if he actually did smoke a cigarette, he'd be like this. One love. One love. Fuck her.
Look it up.
Looking at Gargano and saying, your wife shouldn't have been talking fucking shit.
Exactly.
Fuck! God damn, I hate this shit. Thank you, KB. I appreciate it. Respect. Right back in love to you. God damn it! For the love of everything holy.
Yes.
Candace LeRae. I don't know how much I'm going to have to deal with Ryback's fuck fake its ass, but you're going to get it next week on top. Keep Maxine's brother's name out your fucking mouth. If you talked about this, piss poor execution, you bitch. God damn. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. somebody besides me.
Yeah, you only got your job, bitch, because of who you're married to, not because of what you can do in the fucking ring.
And you want to know what's funnier? You want to know what's funnier?
Yeah.
This broad got her head kicked off by the Young Bucks. I thought they would have probably knocked some sense into her years ago. I think
doesn't
they
look like it.
Knocked a couple screws loose.
But they probably did.
But because she's fucking Johnny Wrestling and she's married to his ass, maybe I thought he'd lay down some pipe and fuck some sense into her. I guess not. Johnny,
dude.
You ain't piping some sense into your wife.
Something's not clicking up here with her.
Get your dick game up and going.
Mm-hmm.
Your dick game is little lacking.
Feel like somebody might have some explaining to do.
I mean, it worked. You conceived a child together. You have an adorable little boy.
Thank you.
But it's not working anymore. Oh.
God damn it. Piss poor execution.
Yes.
If this had been talked about, poor execution, Maxine deserves credit for how she reacted.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Maxine, right here.
Miro's different.
CJ
just grew apart.
And it's true.
I know, Miss CJ Perry, remember the one thing she said would be the auto divorce mode?
Mm-hmm.
While she and Miro were still together, what would happen if she did it?
Only fans.
I got a fucking suspicion that shit fit to happen.
I think it is.
I think it fit to happen.
It is.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah.
And guys, everyone, like this.
Bailey.
And hornballs are gonna be going like this.
Oh yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Ride that donkey, donkey. Ride that. You all motherfuckers know the song. If you know the goddamn song, cue that shit up right now.
Cue up.
Let me explain something. I know I've ranted, but I'm pissed.
Yes.
The mere fact she had the audacity. Oh, goddamn.
Bruce, hurry. Rachel's gonna die.
This makes me sick. That being said, I'm gonna throw it to the chat. Cause, folks. Grab some water, grab Henny, grab yourself some alcohol, get you some W if you need it, get you some snacks, maybe some dinner, you know, prime rib, filet, whatever.
Good thing I ate before the show.
Because we're going to be talking about Saraya, formerly known as Miss Paige in the WWE in her career,
yep.
The Wrestler's Life Chamber. Ryback, you've been running your fuck face mouth for way too long, and you are one of the most overrated pieces of monkey flinging shit that has ever graced the 20 by 20. Hey, Sheffield, the 70s called. They want their porno star look back. Guess what, asshole? If you were sitting here, I'd let you fucking have it, you bald-headed bastard. God damn. Yep, knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I was like, that train never leave.
Woo.
We gonna plead the fifth. That being said, folks, we're going to break.
Yes.
I'm gonna let you. Damn!
What? Oh! Oh,
damn! So, folks,
oh, fucking hell.
We're going to go to commercial break.
Yes.
But when we get back, get ready for the second half because you ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around.
Toodaloo.
Come on, Jacob. Colin Gordon. Colin. Captain James Gordon.
he's been using Brand X. But with new Joker brand, I get a grin again and again.
Oh. That luscious tan, those ruby lips and hair color, so natural, only your Undertaker knows for sure.
Love that Joker.
So remember, put on a happy face.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger.
I didn't really pop up in the spotlight. Oh, I make it hot. We spin with them lava sticks. Fred Dossi got shot at his 8 from election. Can't kind of beat him. He already shot. Already shooting 40. Put the mob 40 over stick. Person on the eye. Brody caught a hit. Swerving on the car. He tried to run his speed racing. Brother got a kick. Spin to the lane. He tried to run his speed racing. Brother got a kick. Shoot with double hand. Cause I can't click until I pitch him. Try to run. Click the ball. His mans. They some chumps. All them niggas green. Cause he starts to spray. Waving like a fan. Drugs be spinning over his head. Spinning through the land, switching up the plan. Told bro, fuck it, we gon' back through. If we see the cops, they won't stop us from spraying. Told bro, they don't chase him. Like I boy wrong with the pin, I got accuracy aiming. Hollows, they hit him and rip through his neck. Watch how that shit rearrange him. I didn't really pop up in the spotlight. Oh, I make it hot, we spin with them llama sticks. Fred Dossi got shot at his head, he ducked from a leg shot. Gang tryna beat him, he already shot. Already super 40, put the mob 40 on the stick. Person on the...
Hey, kids out there, the UWF merchandise. It's the talk of the town. Look at the Dirty Dance 5-inch t-shirt, the UWF t-shirt, and guess what? This is the most wonderfulest one of all right here. Mr. Wonderful, even look at the hat, huh? Does he look like a champ or what? This is what it's all about. UWF merchandise right here.
Order now, call 213-822-4187. All right, UWF, 702 Washington Street, Marina Del Rey, California, 90292.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion,
from Las Vegas, Al Bad Luck Bundy.
Let's rock.
Versus the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Oh, gee. I'm really in for it now.
And introducing Big Mama.
Oh, God.
The prize, $10,000.
That's a dollar a pound.
In a no-holds-barred showdown.
Someone shoot me.
An outrageous Married with Children tonight.
Welcome back to the second half of the show, folks. Thank you for sticking around.
She's not the Undertaker.
Sorry, no offense. She ain't the Undertaker. She's shit. She ain't shit.
No, she's not. I don't think Swerve has a girlfriend, does he?
I don't know if he's married, a baby mama, or what, but
I don't know either.
We ain't going to dive into that right now.
No.
I'd like to, but we're not.
No.
Folks, as y'all know, and if you're new to the channel, I have three illustrious chambers that open out at random from week to week. And those chambers are Analyze This, A Wrestler's Life, and Wrestling What Ifs. This week, my beautiful Wrestler's Life chamber opened up. And, you know, the topic we're going to talk about today, she's... former multi-time women's champ. That includes here in AEW. She's been through a few things in her life, some trauma. You know, having to date Alberto Del Rio was bad enough. Goddamn.
Ew, that was bad.
But today, folks, we're going to dig into the life of the woman formerly known as Paige, a.k.a. Miss Saraya. Whoops. Whoops! Something must have went wrong, folks. Let's try that one more time with a little more oomph.
Come on, Jacob. Calling Gordon.
Saraya, at the age of 13, made her in-ring wrestling debut when her well-known family ran their own promotion over in the UK. Now, eventually, Saraya would catch the attention of the WWE. She would go on to be the inaugural NXT Women's World Champion when she would defeat Miss Dashwood, formerly known as Emma. She would go on to then show up the night after WrestleMania 30 and defeat then Divas Champion AJ Lee and become Divas Champion. She would then go on to have a great number of stories and feuds, but it would be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it would be around 2017 where we thought at one point it could be over. At a house show between Miss, now known as Mercedes Moné, and Miss Saraya, then known to fans all over the world. Oh, damn.
Oh, God. We know.
It's going to happen. Believe me, it's going to happen. We all know the infamous kick to the head that would cause some neck injury, which would then eventually force Paige into retirement.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans wondered what would happen. Now, up until, what was it, 2 years ago, fans had no idea. Nobody had seen Paige since she had left, done the gig with SmackDown as the GM with Shane, and then she faded away.
Well, she did do WWE backstage for the brief amount that was on the air.
Yeah, for a minute. I know that.
Yeah.
But then she faded into obscurity. And fans wanted to know. She had her own show on Twitch and whatnot.
Yep.
But fans were wondering, could she get back in the ring? Could she do what rehab that the American Dragon, the Rated R Superstar, had done? To step back into the ring. What would she have to avoid? Such as chair shots, pile driver. What couldn't she take in the ring? Could a bad bump or kick put her in paralysis permanently?
Hey.
Nobody knew. But then it would be Arthur Ashe, 2022.
Queens, New York.
In front of a sold-out crowd after Toni Storm was in the middle of getting her ass beat by the likes of Rebel, Serena Deeb, DMD,
and Miss Jamie Hayter
would blare through the speakers. And while her first attempt at a save in the form of Athena fell short, Saraya shocked everybody and showed up on AEW TV. Eventually, she'd go on to form the Outcasts, Storm and Ruby Soho. But it would be crowning achievement where Saraya would win the AEW Women's Championship.
Yes.
And she would, in fact, defend in her home country last year.
England. Huge.
After coming up short and losing the Women's Championship, she is then had to deal with the split of the Outcasts. So much so, she is now chasing Ruby Soho.
Yep.
And
she has Harley Cameron with her as part of
the... Harley Cameron, and to deal with Mr. Parker there, she summoned her own flesh and blood in her brother.
Oh, Zach Zodiac, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Where will this story go remains to be seen.
True.
But make no mistake, the former women's champion of NXT and Divas champion, a woman who basically led the women's revolution and evolution in the WWE, has made a mark in professional wrestling history.
Yes.
And she's not even in her fucking prime.
Not yet.
Like, folks, she's only 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. Everybody thought after the super kick from Mercedes,
yep,
it was, say ya.
See you later.
But now, it looks like she's having fun, and that's all that matters.
Yes, that's the big thing.
She's even admitted. She has a boss who listens.
Thank God.
All you WWE trolls, I bet you're going to cry and piss and moan now, you motherfuckers.
Meanwhile, back at the wrench, since my side splitters don't tickle you, how about a skull splitter?
That has a nice ring to it.
Write that down, will you?
Exactly. I'll write it down after I take this glove off.
But the fact of the matter is, Saraya has made her mark. So I want to know from both you, Doc, and the people in the chat. Oh, God damn.
Damn. Yeah. You do.
The only thing that'll make this easier is if all of a sudden.
Are you sure about that?
This woman shows up. Because then.
Coincidence? I think not.
And to all us hornballs out there, I got one more thing for you.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Ride that donkey, donkey. Ride that donkey. Cue the song. Big but ho. Hop with it. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Okay? The fact of the matter is this. I want to hear your favorite Saraya moment. For me, seeing her defend with her family there in Wembley, I think, was tremendous. It was long deserved, earned, overdue, but more importantly, she fought her fucking ass off from almost retiring at that moment. So yeah. To the chat, to you, Doc, I want to know, favorite moment of Saraya's. Talk to him.
Well, I got one. I actually have two favorite moments. One would be, of course, Wembley Stadium at All In with her family, her mom getting it. Jesus, her mom getting involved in that. And so that was cool. But I think big moment would have to be, I think, when Saraya showed up on Raw and won the Divas title over AJ on the Raw after WrestleMania. That was pretty cool. And yeah, I was wearing these.
I got to admit, I watched her and Emma square off on the inaugural NXT event on the network. Yeah. Where she became the women's champ.
Mm-hmm.
I said then, and I'll say it again. She got so much attention.
She did.
I don't think she, you know, and a side note, she even had a documentary on her family, and The Rock did one on her too.
A movie, yeah, and the brilliant actress named Florence Pugh did an amazing job playing Saraya in that film.
Interesting fact, who played AJ Lee in the movie?
Zelina Vega.
Damn Skippy. Diggity, diggity go.
Yeah, it was The Rock who encouraged Zelina to take on the role. Yeah. And The Rock, like I said, encouraged Zelina to take on the role.
Damn right. But here's the other thing, the piece de resistance to all this as well, folks. Okay. She's only 31.
Yeah.
She's literally
mm-hmm.
had to go through potential retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Douchebag boyfriend by the name of
Roberto Del
Jackoffo.
Yuck.
Call him Del Jackoffo because he's gonna wanna.
Yeah.
Deep dish.
What?
I'm not touching that.
No, 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 no.
Nope.
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 That's 1 minute of power.
Nope, not doing
nope.
It.
Nope.
I want to step. Not got that. Not got that.
Not gonna do
all serious.
Wouldn't be prudent. Not gonna do it.
Not got that. Thank you.
Nah.
But to me, I knew then she's gonna start kicking Vince
mm-hmm.
in the balls enough to where he's eventually gonna get forced to go, okay, I need to rethink what I've done.
Right.
You know, the Divas division.
Mm-hmm.
Rant about that for just a millisecond, if I may.
Right.
excuse me, to the deceased tramp stamp title belt. Now I'm going to call it that on purpose because it looks like you put it on one of the women's waist. Just put the butterfly logo on the back. Be like, oh, giggity, giggity, giggity. All right. All right. That's what I think about that. That's number one. Number two, the reason y'all got called divas is because Kevin Dunn, Mr. Bucky Beaver with the buck teeth, who couldn't get it up, who needed two things of Blue Chew, a bottle of Viagra, and some Cialis, just to know what a boner's like, let alone try to figure out. And Vince McMahon, don't get me started on that hornball part.
Please, no.
Side note, if you were the contribution to why we lost Ashley Massaro, motherfucker, I hope you take soap on a rope, Vince.
No.
Soap on a rope. For your yes.
Dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
Yeah, I love pie. And I love flavors. We trying to keep it, you know. Nah, fuck PG. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
If you smell what I'm cooking, baby. But in all seriousness, you know, the Divas division to me, at one point, used to be the bullshit match. Beer break, bathroom break, pee break. If you was at home and you was with your girl or whatever, and, you know, you was like, come on, nobody watching that. Give me some head. Boop. You know, that type of shit. Come on, baby girl. You know.
Yeah.
It was one of those type of breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me.
Meta!
You know, you sit there and you ask yourself, why are these women putting up with this shit?
I don't know. Never understood that.
Age, to her credit, and as you can see, the snot rocket getting shot. I've been using those to tell you what I really think about certain people. So my apologies in advance if you get offended, but guess what? When you need to, you need to hit a snot rocket on some motherfuckers.
And exactly. That,
you know, how do I put this? Part of me thinks that it stemmed from the fact that Vince was pissed off at Miss Alundra Blade and what she did in the infamous title belt in the trash. My whole thing is, he didn't deserve that.
No.
I mean, fuck. You had Lita and Trish Stratus main event of Monday Night Raw for the title.
Yes.
And Lita won.
Yes.
It took
a long time.
Almost 35 fucking years, and you put the women on last at Mania 35?
Mm-hmm.
In which we had two belts?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if it hadn't been for people like Saraya, Becky, Charlotte, Mercedes, Bayley,
I'll tell you something.
A lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening.
Natalya Neidhart, let me tell you something. I'm gonna give her some love.
Okay.
She has eaten so much of the bullshit over the years.
She has.
That, in my opinion, she better get another run.
What?
I'm serious.
Oh, I hope so.
Let me talk to you.
Okay.
She absolutely deserves it.
Yeah, she does, because
at least one more before she decides to walk away for good.
And I'm going
to
tell you something. There was a time, and I'm still going to say it to this day, the Bella Twins are overrated. Nikki and Brie, you ain't shit. No. I know two women who claim they love WWE, but I think they used it as a platform to catapult to other shit.
Yeah. Oh, shucky ducky, quack, quack.
Bella Twins.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Let me talk to you.
You still ain't shit.
Yeah.
You were overrated, overhyped, and the only reason you got belt stuff was, let's see, Brie, you were fondling the balls of the American Dragon. Nikki, you were fondling the balls of Mr. You Can't See Me.
Right.
You thought you had stroke. Eventually, you went, well, one of you got married. The other one ended up getting dumped.
Yep, and then later married her dance partner from Dancing with the Stars.
I think she's pregnant or something. Who knows?
Okay. No, Nikki's not pregnant. She's hosting a show called Barmageddon on the USA Network.
Yeah, but here's the point I'm going to say this, folks.
Okay.
Women like Saraya, Lita, Trish, Chyna, Jacqueline, Terry Reynolds, women like Angelina Love, Velvet Sky, ODB, one of my personal favorites, Miss Awesome Kong. Shout out to Awesome Kong. That bitch is a tough woman.
Yep.
Fuck your shit up. Imagine Karma coming back to the WWE. Shit out of Candice LeRae.
And also Miss...
I mean,
I was going to mention Awesome Kong's great rival, Gail Kim.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, okay.
So this is over, not over. I'm betting not over.
Not by a long shot.
Nope. Those are the women that need to be celebrated.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't see where women's wrestling is now.
Exactly.
But there is one guy, though, that we have to give the props to for this.
Yes.
He has done an exceptional job over in TNA. Rehire Scott D'Amore, you motherfuckers.
God damn it, do it.
I've never roasted an entire. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
We'll talk about that after the show, folks. Yep. That's breaking news. You heard it here first. Justin Fields to the Steelers. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
But,
crazy.
I think the one thing you need to do is to give both Bayley and Sasha as well, Mercedes and Miss Pammy, love, because
Miss Pamela.
Remember, you wouldn't have had. Now, see, I think you folks don't realize that WrestleMania wasn't really the first women's main event. NXT TakeOver Respect.
Yes.
Bayley, the new NXT Women's Champion. Sasha Banks, looking to regain it. 30 minutes on the line. An Iron Woman match where we saw both of them show up, show out, and give it everything they had. Bayley able to make Sasha tap, not only to retain being champion, but it was post where both got their flowers in love. But let me tell you something. To me, that's the first time on a pay-per-view or in a live event where the women main event at a major pay-per-view.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And to WWE, you dumbasses, get back in the pay-per-view game. You're pissing away money. Not that you don't need it, but you motherfuckers need to be back in the pay-per-view game. All I'm saying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So I'm going to say this for what it is. Saraya, I got just...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now my chamber of a wrestler's life closes. What will wrestling what ifs be? You'll find out after the main event.
Now,
before we get to the main event, I need to make this clear.
Yes.
Crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is not for the faint at heart.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised. Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Forewarning. If you got weak constitutions, you got what they call them virgin ears, you full of fucking shit. My suggestion to you is, motherfucker, please.
Exactly.
You know, everybody knows, or if you just began to learn, not to ever take over my home.
Yes.
Don't attack the doc.
Don't. Please don't.
Don't come at me. Don't try to take my chair. But folks, you see, not that long ago, when I first started this, you don't see me in the makeup right now because Ryback and this motherfucker don't deserve that.
No.
I was foul-mouthed, nasty. CM Punk got it. MJF got it. Vince got it twice. Fuck, Chris Jericho had to get it.
Yep.
But, you know, I never thought I'd have to go to that place. And you saw part of that earlier with Candice LeRae.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
All right. Enough dilly-dally. To the main event.
What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
1 second. Apparently the chair had been unplugged, so we
Oh, god damn it.
Well, we was cleaning it. Shit.
Yeah, we were cleaning
it. What you from me? But folks, one more time, I need to give this following warning.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Skip Sheffield, the bald-headed porno star from the 70s, who's steroided and probably needs a magnifying glass to find his dick. It's the fuckface Ryback. Oh, Ryback, Ryback, Ryback. Where do I begin with you? You jacked up, steroided up, ain't having ass, can't clap no cheeks, looking ugly ass motherfucker who looks like he's a deranged 70s goddamn porno star on roids. I mean, look at you, you bald-headed bastard. Skip Sheffield? More like Skip Jackoffield, to say the least. Feed you what? Feed you more dicks, you fat bastard? Fucking Christ.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
Goddamn, Ryback looked like a piece of shit on crack. Alright, folks, I couldn't help that part of it. But, let me explain something to this piece of shit bastard. He looks like a monkey tried to fuck a football and out came a goddamn hockey puck. Right back, you look like the bald-headed stepchild who nobody wanted and everybody at the orphanage was like, stay away from him. He fondles himself too much and runs through the lotion just for his fucking head. Jesus Christ, you're right. If you were to put a line down the center of your fucking skull, you'd look like the ugliest circumcised dick on the face of the planet. You probably want a woman to ride your head thinking you're going to ejaculate through your skull. You bastard. Look at you standing there with the GOAT, Paul Heyman. You had no business being paired with him. You couldn't even get over, and he tried to get your fuckface roided ass over. You underrated piece of shit. Hell, even Triple H tried to get your fuckface ass over. Hell, I'm about to do something after this clip's done that I need to do because I got to say it because nobody's had the balls. So gear up. Yeah, Ryback, a pile of horse, warm, banana-filled shit.
Woo.
So Ryback, now you face me directly. Listen up, you cum-guzzling, thunder-jack-off, two raisins for testicles-looking, ugly, bald-ass motherfucker who couldn't clap cheeks on his best day if the broad was drunk as shit, thick as fuck. You need tweezers, a magnifying glass, a microscope, and a telescope just to find your dick so you can try to put it in. And she'd probably tell yo ugly, no dick, heaven ass, is it in yet? I can't feel nothing. You'd probably have to put a strap on just to feel something.
Oh.
Let me explain something to you. You are the fucking reason. Nearly 10 years. You piece of shit. You have the gall to say, oh, I'll only come back if they don't resign CM Punk. I'll only come back. You weren't a star. You were trash. You know what I was doing when your matches would come up? I'd go take a shit, because that's what they were. Shit. garbage, hot garbage. Your match has sunk the biggest pile of donkey and monkey dicks that ever crossed the face of the fucking planet. I ain't talking about the candies from God damn fucking
can't miss comedy, folks.
You are by far the dumbest motherfucker on this planet. The fact that you don't like that people don't take you seriously, guess what? I laughed my fucking ass off when they released you. I was overjoyed. I went, the biggest pile of shit is gone. Feed me more? No, bitch. Feed you less. You need less roids, more natural, and maybe, just maybe, if you got some tweezers, a magnifying glass, a microscope, a telescope, and maybe about five or six guys who wouldn't have any issue being comfortable with it, help you find your dick first. Because guess what, jackass? You are, if a hot porn star had to fuck you just to keep humanity going, I'd live and pray on my ass. The porn star would let humanity die for everybody's sake. Because I don't believe for one second you could clap any cheeks.
A tournament of power.
Okay. And knowing you injured Punk. You've injured countless others. Bro. Dude, give it up.
Coincidence? I think.
Just give it up.
Yes.
You are the biggest steaming pile of shit that's ever graced the squared circle. You were hurting. You fucked up spots. You put people in an emergency room to get fixed. You put them in front of the dock. Fuck. You pissed. You screwed the pooch so bad it led to the point where Phil Brooks walked away for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. They tried you with Paul Heyman. You couldn't get over.
Mm-mm.
You were a mini Brock Lesnar wannabe cosplaying like Brock Lesnar. And Brock Lesnar, I wish, would have showed up during that whole shit, fuck your ass up, hit you with the F5, snap your arm with the fucking Kimura lock, turn around and tell you, retire and find another career, buddy boy, while you can. And that's a shoot. I would have paid Brock my soul just to watch him fuck you up and laugh enjoying it. Shout out to Paul Heyman, the GOAT, going into the Hall of Fame for trying to put that douchebag over. And guess what? Ryback, you suck. You are a fucking ugly looking motherfucker. And before I put you out of your bastard ass misery,
emotional damage,
I'm going to let the doc say a few words because you did something to her. And I think she wants to talk about it.
I do. Ryback, you piece of shit. You piece of dumbass. You just a fucking dumbass. Why the fuck did you block me? A, I don't follow you on social media. I maybe asked you one question during your live stream. By the way, your Feed Me More nutritional shit looks horrible and I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. What did I do to deserve that? By the way, shout out to three gentlemen, and I'm going to use their government names, named Jonathan Good, Colby Lopez, and Joe Anawahi, a.k.a. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, for putting your fucking stupid ass through tables. I don't know how many times. Shit.
Yeah,
I believe in the Shield. But besides that, Ryback, you fucking suck. You don't have much of a dick. And you are probably the ugliest fucking dude I've ever seen. I want to puke my brains out every time I look at you. So, can we fry him now?
1 second.
It's time to have some fun. Burn it down, brother. Burn it all down.
This going to be one of those times where you and I are flipping the switch at the same time.
We are flipping the switch at the same time. Before we
put Ryback's fuck face, ugly looking, bald headed ass out of his misery. Yep. If anybody in the chat would like to say a few words to the soon to be departed, do so. Otherwise, to quote Jim Cornette, who also got his, but at the same time also has to say, Ryback, you suck a big bag of donkey dicks. You ain't shit. You sucked. You still suck. You probably fondle your own balls. You probably need ginkgo biloba, 3 bottles of Cialis, 2 bottles of Viagra, 1 big tub of Blue Chew, just to know what a brain is, let alone remember what one feels like, and probably whack one off because you can't get laid, you ugly, bald-headed piece of trash. If I was any of the women in any locker room you ended up in, I wouldn't want to have a piece of your dick, even if you was the ugliest, the finest motherfucker on the face of the planet, and everybody else looked like a goddamn dumpster fire like Megan Family Guy.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
And that's from the heart. So if anybody in the chat would like to say a few words to soon to be departed, now would be a good time. Otherwise, it will be thank you, fuck you, right back, you fitting to get it.
Let's do it. Away. Oh, boss.
Yeah, I didn't think I had it in me. Really didn't think I had it in me, boss. This is a first for everything. Well, folks. Wow. Now is the time where we must take a moment to cry. Oh, fuck you, Who Weekend.
No, this I am not. Good. No. Yes.
Five. 3. Wait a minute. What happened? To 4. Watch a bitch. 2. Good night.
Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
You're crazy.
Had you ever heard of the healing power of laughter?
Healing power of laughter is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, especially when it's that fuck-faced piece of shit.
Exactly.
Lung gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident.
Oh my goodness.
I've never been so proud to see that.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, oh my god. Question.
It's called look at him. Bald-headed, ugly-looking motherfucker. Bald-headed. Chances are, with the amount of roids he looks like he takes.
Exactly. Those come on. Muscles and everything. Shit.
With the amount of roids he looks like he's on, bro.
Yeah.
To quote the late, great Robin Williams, if you stepped up to a baseball plate with a huge baseball bat-looking head and raisinettes, bitch, you're out!
Yep.
Okay? But Ryback, don't come back again. We hate you guts. Yeah. And we're going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, thank you for tuning in so much again.
Thank you.
Each and every single week. You know, I can't do this without y'all. I love every single one of you. Next week, Candice LeRae, I'm sorry, you fucking fixing to get it, bitch. The chair awaits your whole ugly heaven ass for what you did to Maxine Dupri, let alone thinking that just because you can cut a promo like that mean you ain't, that you're relevant. Let me explain something to you, Candice.
Irrelevant.
You became irrelevant when you walked into the WWE.
Yep.
And started Johnny Gargano. Then again, you were probably doing that before you and Johnny went to
I would not be surprised if she was.
Probably ended
I've heard stories.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe she would.
Let me talk to you.
I don't even know how to put it, but.
Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no. No. No, you. You complete me. What happened? Kill you? Kill you? Kill you? Kill you?
But folks, I can't do this without you. I gotta give a shout out and some love to the ladies for Black Hearts Angels. Y'all did an amazing show earlier this afternoon.
Great job, ladies.
Mr. J and Harley want to send some love. So I think, well, hold the phone.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I can't find them. I ain't
going. Oh. Hello.
Hey, welcome from Ireland. Hey. But folks, in closing, I want to say this to Black Hearts Angels. Myself and Harley, we got something to say. And that ain't us being sarcastic. That's a shoot. No. Love you. You guys did great. But now, next week, bitch, Candace LeRae, you fixing to get it.
Yep.
What am I going to talk about in my What If Chamber? You have to tune in and find out.
Yes.
You just don't know. Just don't know. But folks, y'all know how to spread the love, show the love, and tell everybody how to find us, of course. Like, share, subscribe, stay notified, telegraph, telegram, tell the wrestler, tell your baby mama. Don't forget the baby mama drama. You know the deal.
Yeah.
Everything else under the sun. But folks, I can't do it without you. Before we get out of here, I'm going to take the center stage for a minute to say something.
Okay.
Last night, Empire State Wrestling, tough luck, IWTV.live, if you want to go check them out, dedicated to the late Anthony Graves, who we lost a couple of weeks back at the young age of 30. You weren't just one of a kind, you were none of a kind, brother. I know you were watching from the best seat of the house. I thank you. I love you. I miss you. I know you'd be proud. Shout out to Miss Christina Marie, because while the match ended in no contest, we got an announcement about that, but we can't talk about that yet because some surprises might show up for that. And I can't say who. But I'll just let y'all's imagination go with that. But folks, this week has been incredible. Miss Monet, the CEO in AEW, has finally arrived. Candace LeRae, bitch, you fitting to get it. You ain't shit. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Maxine Dupree, it's okay. Please just
Maxine.
Knock his ass out.
Please.
Yeah, hoe.
Just boom.
I'm trying to cosplay anime ugly heaven ass the fuck out.
Knock her out.
Saraya, thank you for contributing to the evolution of the women's division of pro wrestling. Ryback, fuck you. You are the steamingest hot pile of horse shit I've ever seen. And couldn't get laid in a lesbian bar.
Oh.
If you tried.
Right.
Folks, all I'm going to say is this. Pro wrestling's in a renaissance. You ain't seen nothing yet. Like I said, give our brands W Energy, Dream Alive, and Guest Soulless some love. Get some merch. Remember, the link tree, the podcast link tree, links to all the merch stores. Get yourself your favorite shirt, hoodie, baseball cap, sandals, mug, whatever you want to support the show and show some love. And before I get out of here, I got one more thing to tell you. Tomorrow night, the boys are back in town. Last week,
it's fucking wrestling. Town. The
big man. The man that helped start this whole thing, the head of the top, Blackheart, Big Mike,
whoop.
E Dukes,
yo,
Fats, live tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. what was that? I bet you were. But folks, I ain't gonna say nothing yet, but this, keep your eyes open the next couple of days. There's going to be a big fat surprise. I'm not saying what, but a little birdie has informed me something big for Mania 40. And all I'm going to say is this. Cody said he was taking counsel from many people. I called it. And today,
it's going to be exciting.
And today happens to be that individual's special day. Mm. What is today?
Today is March 16th.
Put tomorrow that in the news.
I know. Give me a hell yeah.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. Give me a hell yeah.
What?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I told you. Philadelphia doesn't just hold significance for Roman.
Yes.
Hey, Rock. How's it feel 25 fucking years ago, your greatest rival whipped your ass in the city of brotherly love, became the new champ? Bitch, how apropos.
Oh, yes.
But, folks, I'm looking at my clock. It's about that time.
Yeah.
But make sure you stick around for those surprises. Because if the rumor and the picture that leaked are true.
Ooh.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when a certain UFC fighter got called out on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, yes, I do.
Who called him out? Michael.
I can't remember his last Adler. Name. Adler. Yep, that's him. Called out Conor McGregor.
Well, guess what, baby?
It's happening.
The Notorious One is leaked. He will be the host of WrestleMania 40.
Boom.
In the city of brotherly love. Woo. The call sheet was leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Name at the head of the list. Mm-hmm. If it is in fact true, and you're hearing this from me, that list has been leaked. If it's true, folks, the entire pro wrestling roster in WWE better be petrified.
They better be. McGregor doesn't fuck around.
You, Roman.
Yeah, you, Roman.
So, folks,
be afraid, Roman. Be very afraid.
This coming week, there's a lot of surprises and announcements coming.
A lot.
From where you won't know.
But you'll find out.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, yes. Facebook, X, as it's called now. Wherever
TikTok.
You keep up with us, that's where you'll find out everything.
Yep.
Everything you thought you know is about to change.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You haven't seen anything yet.
It's gonna be good.
But for myself, for the good doctor, Miss Quinn, I think it's time to tell you.
Well, it's time to retire. Feel free to drop in.
And before I leave, we know you're in Boston.
We know. Come on. We know you're.
You live in Boston.
You were at Diamond.
I wish.
Yeah.
But one last thing. To well.
Oh boy.
Bailey.
Miss Bailey.
I just want to say.
Oh yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Oh
yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey.
Coincidence? I think not.
Michael Cole.
So, with that said, it is time to say goodnight. Collision is coming up at the top of the hour.
Yep.
And folks, tune in tomorrow night, Last Week in Wrestling. The boys are going to break everything down. You never know what's going to happen.
Never.
This is the Wrestling Asylum. on the Pod Mob Network for Off the Top Ropes podcast.
Yep.
Live on YouTube, X, Facebook. And you never know where else. Go to that link tree.
Oh, yeah.
Find out. But for now, au revoir. Au revoir. Ciao. I'll see you when the clouds roll home. And
Oh, God damn.
Excuse me one second. Hello, hazmat team. Yeah, it's Mr. J again. Yeah, we got another one. Yeah, it's Ryback. Oh, he looks fucking yo. I knew it. Just draw a line over the top of his head. It looked like an ugly ass circumcised dick. Damn. Unfortunately, it looked.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you might want to make sure you have the biohazard bags with you. He voided himself again.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Damn. On that note, I'll see y'all soon. Till next week. Professional wrestling is in a renaissance we have not seen. I love you. I thank you. I know the doc loves and thanks you.
Yes, I do.
Pod Mob loves you. Show to love. W Energy. Dream Alive. Get Solace. Get some merch. Folks, keep your eyes open. Because everything you thought you knew is about to change.
It's going to get interesting.
Till next Saturday, for the good doctor, for Mr. J, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
The asylum is officially closed. Yo!
Get over here.
Get in here. We got a body to get it out of here, decompose. God.
Ew.
You gotta go. We're running out of time.
My life is nothing but a comedy.